We had an old man from Mississippi that was living with us. He didn't have no parents here at all. And he came in a big silk. Do you remember those big, how do you call it? Or Ringling Brother that Mr. Taylor came in? And he lived at my daddy's father. And when the parents died, he lived at my daddy's brother. And when he left from there, well, he traveled from one place to another, and then he came back again to Ridge and lived with us for 9 years. He died here with us. And after he died, my three children was all big. So I just, one day I told my husband, I said, let's put in for foster children. I had a cousin from Maurice that had some. And I find it was nice, and it wasn't, they'd all tell me it was, you're going to be years before you get them. Mm-hmm. I put in my application about, I'd say, in the month of June or July, and in November, my application was filled out and to have children, have the foster children here. And every once in a while, I keep some, well, them that I've been having them, and that grown girl, she's 13 year old. I took her, she was 2 year old, and she's 13 now. And it's very, very, I like the job. Mm-hmm. I really like, I wish I'd have a large house to take just boys. I love to work with boys. I don't know for what reason.
Tell me something about your parents, where they were born.
Well, my mother and daddy both was born in this area. That's why I say we are a whole family that never did left Ridge.
Uh-huh. We all were born in Ridge,
yeah, all born in this area, yeah, this neighborhood. Because also my husband's parents too, they were born and raised here. The old parents had their properties, so the young stayed after the old people died. Well, they always stayed around, stayed on the farm. So it made us stay around.
Do you know if your parents had much education?
No.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work did they do?
Farm too. Cut you off. In their time, they used to always explain to us, they had school at home, you know, a teacher would stay at my grandfather, and they would have school. Like if you here tonight, well, there'd be sometime about 9, 10, maybe 12 of them would have class at one another's home. That's how they had school. It was in my mother and daddy's time.
Your mother and daddy could read them?
Well, they all went to the first and second grade. My daddy don't know much about reading, but he can figure, I guess, better than any one of those children. He's good in figuring, just without a pencil, just by my age, you know, he's a good figuring. Mm-hmm. He's good on arithmetic. And he never had much school. I don't know how he got it.
What about your mother's parents? Do you know anything about them?
Well, a little. They had more education than she had, and more on my mother's side than my daddy's side had too. Mm-hmm. They had a little more education. But they had school, like I'm telling you, they had school at home.
Both your mother's parents could read and write?
Yes, a little, much more than on my daddy's side.
Where were your mother's parents born?
Right around this neighborhood. That's what I say, we stayed all together.
Uh-huh. Your father's parents?
Yes. Born? Mm-hmm.